This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. When it comes to the North American free trade discussion, one topic that has been brewing the longest without permanent resolution is trade in softwood lumber between the U.S. and Canada. How the governments of certain Canadian provinces price softwood logs to their logging industry has been a source of controversy for more than three decades. Actions by the U.S. and Canadian governments can be measured in rounds, and in October 2015, we entered round five. Last week, while we were enjoying the week between major holidays, the Department of Commerce kicked round five into hyperdrive by announcing new countervailing and anti-dumping duties on certain Canadian softwood products. On January 3rd, we found out how significant those duties are. American Farm Bureau Federation and National Farmers Union last week announced Farm Town Strong, a campaign to help rural communities struggling with the opioid epidemic. The campaign will help provide resources and information regarding opioids to farm communities. USDA Assistant to the Secretary for Rural Development, Ann Haslatt, explained that the campaign helps address the lack of resources available in rural America. Haslatt says as rural families look where to turn, AFBF and NFU have certainly taken a big step in announcing the farmtownstrong.org website. This is a tremendous resource that really helps put a human face and a basic understanding on what is a complex and often overwhelming issue. AFBF President Zippy Duval called on farmers and ranchers to redouble their efforts to advocate for agriculture, even as the current administration has begun moving to undo some of the regulations that have burdened them for years. "We have had a seat at the table with the Trump administration," Duval told nearly 7,000 farmers and ranchers gathered for the organization's annual convention in Nashville, Tennessee. Duval said that it has been a breath of fresh air to be able to advocate for getting things done instead of having to constantly defend agriculture against a steady stream of challenges from our own government. In his address, Duval covered the gamut of major issues that began to move in recent months. He said probably the biggest challenge we faced in recent years was the Waters of the U.S. rule. That overreaching regulation would have allowed the federal government to dictate not just how you farm, but whether you could farm at all. Thanks to members' engagement and thanks to EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, the old rule is being reconsidered, and Farm Bureau is urging the agency to propose a new rule, one that draws clear lines that protect waters without regulating farm fields. Swine Tech Incorporated of Iowa is AFBF's Farm Bureau Entrepreneur of the Year, AFBF officials announced Monday. Team leads Matthew Ruda and Abraham Espinoza won AFBF's Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge by beating three other teams from across the nation. AFBF announced the winner at its 2018 Annual Convention and Idea Ag Trade Show. Swine Tech Incorporated took home a total of $30,000 in prize money, including an additional $15,000 from sponsor John Deere for its ag technology entry to reduce piglet mortality. Garnering 48% of the vote, Hawk Knob of West Virginia won the People's Choice Award, sponsored by Farm Bureau Bank, in the competition and an additional $10,000 in prize money. Hawk Knob produces craft beverages. Josh Bennett and Will Lewis are team leads for Hawk Knob. Wild Valley Farms of Utah, led by Albert Wild, and GeoWare of Tennessee, led by Alexander Adams, were the other two finalists who competed in the final round of the challenge in Nashville. Winners of the Young Farmers and Ranchers Achievement Award, Discussion Meet, and Excellence in Agriculture competitions were announced Monday at AFBF's 2018 Annual Convention and Idea Ag Trade Show. Young farmers and ranchers from around the country competed for the awards by demonstrating knowledge of and achievement in agriculture, as well as commitment to promoting the agriculture industry. Russell and Amelia Kent of Louisiana won the Achievement Award. Martha Smith of Colorado won the Discussion Meet. Greg and Rose Hartshue of Ohio won the Excellence in Agriculture Award. Delegates to AFBF's 2018 annual convention on Tuesday unanimously re-elected AFBF President Zippy Duval. Delegates also approved measures to help assure a prosperous agricultural and rural economy in the coming year and beyond. Resolutions approved by farmer and rancher delegates from across the nation ran the gamut of issues from trade to regulatory reform, crop insurance, biotechnology, and more. President Donald Trump on Monday unveiled a major initiative designed to strengthen a rural economy that has lagged urban areas in recovery from the general recession of 2007-2008. Trump signed two executive orders that fund and streamline the expansion of rural broadband access after an address to 7,400 farmers and ranchers gathered at AFBF's 2018 annual convention. In addition to economic development, Trump touched on issues of particular importance to agriculturalists, such as regulations, labor, and trade. He praised farmers for their enduring values. He said, "We are witnessing a new era of patriotism, prosperity, and pride, and at the forefront of this exciting new chapter is the great American farmer." Farmers, Trump said, embody the values of hard work, grit, self-reliance, and sheer determination. AFBF presented its highest honor, the Distinguished Service Award, to Senator James Inhofe, and the Farm Bureau Founders Award to Kenneth Dursky during AFBF's 2018 annual convention. AFBF established the Distinguished Service Award in 1928 to honor individuals who have devoted their careers to serving the national interest of American agriculture. The Farm Bureau Founders Award was established in January of 2017 to recognize exemplary leadership, service, or contributions to Farm Bureau by officers or employees of AFBF and State Farm Bureau organizations. Senator Inhofe is a longtime friend of America's farm and ranch families and an eight-time recipient of AFBF's Friend of Farm Bureau Award. His commitment to protecting landowners' property rights, preserving our natural resources, and reining in federal regulatory overreach has brought relief to farmers and ranchers across our nation. Kenneth Dursky, a fourth-generation West Texas cotton and grain farmer, has served as a Farm Bureau leader for more than 50 years. A former Texas Farm Bureau president and AFBF board member, Dursky credits his father with first urging him to step up as an advocate for agriculture. Delegates at AFBF's 2018 annual convention elected members to serve as board and committee leaders for the organization. AFBF President Zippy Duvall and Vice President Scott Vanderwall were reelected to two-year terms. Elected to two-year terms on the AFB Women's Leadership Committee were Cindy Ramsey of Indiana, Jennifer Cross of Maryland, and Lou Nave of Tennessee. Lillian Ostendorf of Montana was reelected to a two-year term on the committee. Russell Kohler of Utah was elected the new chair of AFBF Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee for a one-year term, which makes him a member of the AFBF Board of Directors. 15 State Farm Bureau presidents were elected or reelected to the AFBF Board of Directors. Last year ended on a good note, and the 2018 outlook for livestock and poultry sectors is positive overall, according to James Robb, Director and Senior Agricultural Livestock Economist for the Livestock Marketing Information Center. There are, however, concerns for both markets as uncertainty looms around trade agreements. Rob told workshop attendees at AFBF's 2018 annual convention. Demand for meat has increased, and Americans are expected to consume about 219 pounds of red meat and poultry per year. That's the largest since around 2007, according to Rob. As demand increases, quality will be more important than ever before. Rob says beef sells for well more than other products because consumers are willing to pay a premium. Consumers don't care about the cost of production, and they won't pay the premium for beef if the quality isn't there. The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture presented its 11th Book of the Year Award to Tracy Nelson Maurer for John Deere, That's Who. This strikingly illustrated book describes a young blacksmith's quest to design a better plow. The Book of the Year Award springs from the Foundation's effort to identify accurate ag books, a collection of nearly 500 books for children, teenagers, and adults that accurately covers agricultural topics. Book of the Year selections are educational, help to create positive public perceptions about agriculture, inspire readers to learn more and touch their readers' lives, as well as tell the farmer's story. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.